There was a...
And a mulatto would just be any light-skinned nigger. He wouldn't especially be from white parents.
Somebody that lives out in the country, way out, doesn't get to go to town, doesn't know anything about town ways, and he's real conspicuous when he gets to town. You might call him what?
We have someone called him a country hick.
Mm-hmm. Some more of any derogatory terms around that?
Hick or a bumpkin.
Mm-hmm. And that you can think of?
Not as I would guess. Let's see.
There'd be any particular terms used by blacks you might remember?
No, I don't know anything that you
do. Do you know the tomb Hoosier?
No, yeah, Hoosier would be more like the Indiana. Uh-huh. Up in there, would be used down here.
Wouldn't be
used for that.
Yeah. Or if it wasn't quite midnight, somebody asked you what time it was. You say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's...
close to.
Mm-hmm. Any other way you might say?
Well, you could say it's either half past or close to midnight or kind of late.
Yeah, let's say it was pretty slippery out. See, this ice is hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but I fell 3 or 4 times. Mm. What might you put in there?
You might slide down.
Mm-hmm. See, I managed to keep my balance, but I fell 3 or 4 times.
You slid.
Somebody was waiting for you to get ready, so you should go out with them. And he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you.
Be ready in a minute. Of course, I'm long minutes.
Let's say you were traveling someplace towards Tiffin, and you weren't sure of the distance, but you knew you were on the right road. You might ask somebody.
How far to the next town?
If you were pointing out, let's say I was riding with you in the car someplace and you were pointing out to somebody, you might say.
Pointing out something?
Yeah. How much you say?
To look over there and see that?
Uh-huh. What if you were reprimanding somebody? Would you say the same thing?
No, not quite, sir.
How would you say it then?
I got some little boys rode a go-kart in front of me the other day. I told him to get the damn thing out of the road and get to the home.
They'd say,
And they were gone when I got back.
If you went once, to know how many times, you'd say, if you were about going to town or something, you'd say, how did you go to town? How many times somebody did?
How many times you went to town?
How did you go to town?
How did you go?
Yeah, you want to know how many, though.
Well, how many trips to town you make?
Yeah, you might ask them how.
How many trips? How many trips to make to town? Mm-hmm.
Or if you did anything else quite a whole lot, you might say, oh, I do that.
Do that regular.
Mm-hmm. Would you use the word often?
Yeah, I'm often or regular, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Say, you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to vote for that guy, you might say.
All right.
But if you agree with him, say...
Okay.
Okay. But if, you might say this, neither am I or me neither, which of these sounds more natural?
Let's say I'm not going to do it either.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't say neither am I or me neither?
No, you just say, not going to do it either. Of course, when you talk about voting, you let him tell me, don't I tell him what you're going to do.
That's the smartest thing.
Yeah.
Part of the head above your eyes right here, what would you? What would you call this part of your head?
Oh, your forehead?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And right here, you go to the barber, your neck.
And your chin.
Yeah, and when you shave, you go to...
That's the sideburns.